Have you ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you didn't have the time or expertise to do it on your own without making big rookie mistakes? I felt exactly the same way as you until about a year ago when I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. They found me an awesome property. They rented it out for me right away, and now I get a check every month like clockwork. Visit doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Just go to this website and you'll begin your real estate investment journey. DoneForYouBuck.com to learn more.
Sometimes the world can seem a cold place, so we gotta bring the warmth to it. Sometimes the world can seem a broken place, so we gotta strive to fix it. At the end of the day, we are empowered to create the world we want to live in. So we prepare for the worst, but we must always, always expect the best. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. About 8 years ago, my wife and I needed new window coverings. We really wanted custom blinds, but they were more than we could afford. So we went to a big box retailer and bought their off-the-shelf stock-size blinds. They fit poorly, and we weren't happy. Not long after, I had a light bulb moment. And after a year of research, I launched a website to sell custom blinds online. I partnered with a manufacturer to make custom blinds and deliver them directly to our customers at prices equal to or even below stock size blinds. Blindster is now one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the country. Almost everything we sell is backed by my 60-day satisfaction guarantee and personal fitter-free guarantee. If your blinds don't fit, I'll remake them free of charge. You just pay shipping. And visit us today and check out our new no-tools cellular shades. Custom shades installed without any tools. What could be easier?
Visit Blindster today and save 45% off any order. Just use the code Clay and Buck at checkout. Blindster.com.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Nevada Open Enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now, 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance, or visit PROWE.
World Famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden heading to Michigan today to highlight electric vehicles and infrastructure.
After traveling to New Hampshire yesterday, the president goes to Detroit this afternoon for the next stop on a nationwide campaign to tout the just-signed infrastructure law. He'll pay a visit to GM's Factory Zero electric vehicle assembly plant and talk about how the trillion-dollar infrastructure package will help fund the building of EV charging stations across the country.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at townhall.com, TSA Administrator David Pekoski says Thanksgiving is the agency's busiest travel time of the year. He appeared on NBC's Today Show.
We expect to be very close to the travel volumes that we saw pre-pandemic, so in 2019.
Pekoski says despite the vaccine mandate for agents, they will have enough screeners to handle the holiday travel.
We are going to be staffed enough to handle the surge, and I expect to have no impact whatsoever with respect to the vaccine on throughput times going through the TSA screening checkpoint.
The TSA's David Pekoski. The U.S. holds a huge crude sale in the Gulf of Mexico, coming off climate pledges made at the COP26 conference in Scotland. Bernie Bennett has more.
The Interior Department auctioned hundreds of oil and gas leases from federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico in the first such sale under President Biden, a harbinger of the challenges he faces to reach climate goals that depend on deep cuts in fossil fuel emissions. Companies including Shell, BP, Chevron, and ExxonMobil offered bids on 307 tracts totaling nearly 2,700 square miles. The auction came after attorneys general from Republican states successfully sued in federal court to lift a suspension on federal oil and gas sales that Mr. Biden imposed when he took office. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Out on Wall Street, the Dow is down 188 points. The S&P 500 is off 9. More at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dynavite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dynavite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that helps support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dynavite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Alex and Orlando de Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built de Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
1204. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. One of Las Vegas's biggest employers is changing its COVID-19 testing protocols for its unvaccinated workers. Beginning Monday, November 22nd, MGM Resorts will require its unvaccinated hourly employees to pay $38 for each on-site COVID-19 test, half the cost of what the company pays. That's more than double the $15 copay they're currently charged. Company officials say employees who don't comply with the new directive will not be able to work and will be put on unpaid leave. The World Series of Poker moved its event date this year to deal with COVID-19. Next year, when it returns to its regular summer slot, the multi-week event is moving to the Strip. World Series of Poker officials confirmed the series will be jointly at Bally's and Paris Las Vegas from May 31st through the 19th of July of next year. The WSOP has been at the Rio since 2005, moving from its original home at Binion's in downtown Las Vegas. The Golden Knights spent most of the night playing from behind. They entered the third period tied at 2-2 before the Hurricanes pulled away 4-2 at T-Mobile, and the Golden Knights were outplayed and outshot. I'm sure Kevin will have more on his experience a little bit later.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, watch for some right shoulder activity there on the freeway on-ramp. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Hacienda. Expect delays downtown with those lane restrictions. U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho and 515 westbound at Eastern, and a stranded vehicle there. 515 westbound, that's at Charleston.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Brand new time, noon till 3. It's live and local. Same great program, same great guests, only 3 hours earlier. And it's so good to have Jim Wheeler on with us, Assemblyman in District 39. He joins us just after a special session of the legislature to deal with redistricting. Jim, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, again, it's either the worst-kept secret or something else. You're running for the state senate, are you not?
I am. I'm running for District 17. James Settlemyer is termed out. So we're going to lose one conservative, but hopefully we'll gain another one in that seat.
Let me just ask you, the redistricting special session, does it impact you at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They've taken away Story County out of that, which is Virginia City area, out of that district. They've added parts of Esmeralda. I mean, it goes all the way down to Tonopah now. It's a huge district, over 300 miles long.
So what this means is you're going to be putting a lot of miles on your car.
Yeah. Even with my assembly district, I've already put $100,000 on it, so I guess it's either time for a new one or put another $100,000 on this one.
There you go. There you go. Jim, this was one of those sessions where the Republicans really didn't need to show up. I mean, you guys could have just stayed home. Were you able to get anything done in this special session that's good for Republicans?
No, not at all. We tried, of course, but being in the minority in both houses, and having a Democrat governor, it's completely one-sided. We knew what they would do, and they did it. They put themselves in a position to be in a super minority put us in a super minority for 10 years.
And the only way to fight this is?
Well, what's going to happen is we expect a pretty good red wave in 2022, thanks to the policies that the Democrats have been putting out. And so we're going to have a massive red wave to gain a majority. And, of course, a Republican governor. If that happens, then I personally will push for another redistricting during the 2023 legislative session.
Is that legal? Is that legal to do?
It is legal. It doesn't have to happen every 10 years. We can do it at any time.
Let me just ask you. Did you put up a fight at all? I mean, did anybody go stomping around the chamber and pounding on the table and the desk? Any of that?
Yeah, there was quite a bit of that, actually. I think every single Republican got up during the committee hearing. And in my opinion, it should have been a committee of the whole because we were all deciding on this. And it was a single subject special session. But they didn't do a committee of the whole because they wanted their hand-selected people on the committee. And but every Republican got up during that committee hearing and, told them what they were doing and showed how they were disenfranchising voters, how one-third of the voting public, Democrats at 34%, were controlling an entire state. So you're losing, 66% of your voting electorate out there being run by 34%. That's just not right.
Let me ask you, the fact that a third of the electorate is independent, what does that mean for this upcoming midterm elections? Does that shift the focus? Do we need to be talking more to the independents?
We most definitely do, but we've already begun that. And I think that, especially with the school choice mantra that's going on out there now, and, the people actually finding out what the Democrat policies are. You've got inflation out of control. You've got a mess at the border. Of course, there's the Afghanistan debacle at the national level. People are actually trying to see or finally seeing what's happening. This is why you're seeing these Democrat polls go down, down, down. You saw it in Virginia, and to me, even New Jersey was a better indicator, because New Jersey was a two-thirds Democrat state. And, I mean, the gubernatorial candidate on the Republican side there lost by less than 2%. That's incredible.
In other states, we've seen parties essentially go to court and get a special master or somebody that's totally independent to draw the maps. Why can't we do that here?
Well, we did do that here in the 2011 session. When the governor vetoed the Democrat maps, it ended up going to court, and a special committee was formed by the judge, and the maps were drawn by a special committee. And here's one of the things that really bothers me about this. During the last session, the regular session, when they wanted the votes for the mining tax, to raise taxes, they needed two-thirds to do that. And one of the things that the Senate leadership at least did was they told the people that were going to vote for that to hold out for a special master for redistricting. And quite bluntly, the rhinos that voted for that did not hold out for that special master. This whole thing could have been avoided had we done it correctly.
Can you go to court? Will you go to court? And if you do, who's going to pay for it?
Well, we're looking at it right now. Senator Selmayr, again, is taking donations for the court. We already have an attorney picked out. We're looking at the legalities of what they did. We think we have a case. But again, we're looking at it hard. We're trying to make sure. We need to take in donations. I know that both caucuses are going to put money in. But this is another $200,000, $250,000 court case, just like the one that we won last time over the taxes. But, it costs $250,000 to do it. Yeah.
Well, and I know that James Settlemyer, I think in an interview just a day or two ago, said that he still owed $180,000 for the last case that went before the Supreme Court. And and that he's kind of tapped out, and he's looking for somebody else to step up. Is there anybody else that should step up and just make this thing happen?
Well, I think businesses around Nevada need to come to the table on this one, because you know darn good and well, we're never going to have a personal income tax, because that's written into the Constitution and the people would have to vote on that. They would be voting themselves a tax. That's not going to happen. So when the Democrats want more and more and more and more and more money, they're going to go after the businesses. And as long as they are in control, even if we have a Republican governor, if they have supermajority control of both houses, they can override the governor and raise those taxes. So if the business community knows what's good for them, they would get in touch with Senator Settlemeyer. Now, one of the nice things that happened is just a few weeks ago, the judge came out with a ruling for on the original case that said that the state is going to have to pay for the attorney's fees for Senator Settlemeyer. Up to $177,000, I think it was. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's what the ruling was. So that money will be coming back, and be paying the original attorney. So we're kind of starting fresh here.
Let me ask you: is that it then on special sessions, or do we wait for the next regular session? What's going on now? Because there's still a lot of other stuff to do.
Yeah, there is, and probably we're going to wait for the next session. I don't think there'll be another special. And that's due to the LCB giving a legal opinion that we don't need to be called back in to distribute the Biden bucks. So I don't agree with them. I think the entire legislature should be in session to do that. But they're going to let the Interim Finance Committee distribute those dollars.
Explain to folks who don't know, who don't follow this, the Interim Finance Committee, very, very important group of people. Explain what they do.
Well, what the Interim Finance Committee does is it is made up, of legislators, It's a committee that works during the interim, and they strictly work on budget issues. Now, they can't go against anything that is in law already. So, in other words, if we passed during the regular session a bill that says so much money needs to go to Health and Human Services, they can't change that. But they can take money and move it from one account to another so that, you know, for emergencies, extra money coming in, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what the Interim Finance Committee does. And there's been a lot of legal scholars that say the committee itself is illegal. But no one's ever taken that one to court yet.
Wow. Let me just ask you, as we move forward to the midterms, and I know that you're a candidate for the state Senate in, correct me if I'm wrong, District 17?
That's correct, yes.
In other districts, I know we're trying to recruit candidates, vet candidates. Is the party going to do a better job of that, you think, this time around? Because I think a lot of people have been very critical of the vetting and the fact that there are people that had lots of baggage that were running for public office. You can't stop them, obviously, but you can certainly counsel them.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. You can't stop them. Anyone who is a registered Republican can run for office as a Republican. There's no doubt about that. But the parties, especially the local parties, need to vet their candidates and make sure that they have good, solid people, and those are the people that they back. They do need to do candidate recruitment, and the state party itself is working hard on that. I know the new Clark County party is working on it. And there's a lot of people out there right now that are just fed up. I think you're going to see someone running in darn near every district.
There will be no uncontested races?
Well, there may be one or two. I mean, when you've got a 30-point Dem district, you know, they're probably not, you know, we're probably not going to run someone in that because it's a waste of time. When there's a 30-point Republican district, the Democrats are not going to back someone running in that race because it's a waste of time and assets. But, you know, I think in the 10% and below, I think we're going to see people run.
And let me ask you this. All of these people that voted for these Democrat maps, they know that this was going to have real life implications on candidates who've been waiting on the sidelines saying, well, I got to see what they're going to do with my district. Anybody that's in trouble, anybody that went from a plus Republican to a plus Democrat, six or seven, any of that has happened? Anybody that's an endangered species?
Yes, the Jill Toll's district, for instance, although she said she's not going to run again, went from a plus two or three Republican district to a plus six or seven Democrat. But the point there was to change the Senate district, because that's Heidi Gantzert's Senate district, and they changed that over so that it is now a plus Democrat district by 6 or 7 points. And that's trying to put the Senate Republicans into the super minority by doing that.
Is anybody out there saying, oh, I've got to run against another Republican? I'm a Republican. I got to run against a Republican, that they end up redistricting them into that kind of a battle? Is anybody faced with that you know of?
Not that I know of off the top of my head, but that always happens.
Wow. Well, hopefully this will all work out. But the bottom line is, if we want to change it, we simply have to elect more Republicans. Is that right?
That's what the bottom line is, Kevin. I think, you know, the atmosphere out there is right to do that. It's going to be extremely difficult with these new maps because all of a sudden, you know, what they're calling a swing district is 10 points, which is just garbage. To us, a swing district is 5 points either way. And the maps that we put forward were 5 points either way for swing districts. And the maps that we put forward also did not disenfranchise minorities like their maps did. Their maps are crazy. They took, like, the Congressional District 1 from being a majority-minority district to, like, a 40% minority district. And the Latino community is quite upset about that.
But in any event, do you foresee a, and I've only got a minute left, do you foresee a court challenge, whether it's Hispanics going to court or whether it's the Republican Party going? Because nobody seems to be happy with these maps.
No, no one was happy with them. The ACLU wasn't happy. Plan, I mean, the big Democrat plan wasn't happy with it. Yes, I foresee three or four court challenges going. They'll probably get lumped into one.
Jim, always good to visit with you. Have a great holiday season. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy some football and some turkey. You have some fun, okay?
Great, buddy. You too.
There you go. He's a good guy. Jim Wheeler, Assemblyman District 39, wants to represent the State Senate in District 17. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Zadal. Now joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you often say a steady, reliable income in retirement is key. I hear it on Financial Safari all the time. How do we do that, and how can you help us achieve that?
Steve, I don't really think there's anything more important in life than having your income taken care of. When you're working, you have a job and you get an income. When you retire, you need to make sure that the money you've worked all through your life and had that job, working all the time, make sure you've taken some of that money and have your very own lifetime income plan. The biggest mistake I see as folks approach retirement is they don't have an income plan. Therefore, you don't know when you can really retire. We're all guessing until we're experts. And sometimes we're not even experts when we think we are. But here's what the most important thing is. Retirement planning, how to create a retirement income for life. Very, very important. I've got a book set on it. I've got a new booklet on it. You see the booklet right here I'm holding up. And I've talked about it in my book, The 7 Baby Steps. But more importantly, we can customize your very own retirement income plan that will take the worry out of living in retirement. We're going to do this for the next 25 people who call right now, Steve. This is a $1,000 value. Strategies work really good for those of you with over a million saved for retirement, but as long as you have $200,000, this offer could be very good for you as well. We're going to show you how you can have a growth protection income plan. Have your money grow when you don't need it. Make sure the growth is locked in. You don't give it back. And then when you choose to activate, you'll get a lifetime income you can never outlive. This is repetition in a good way. You'll always get that check. We call it a financial fill-up strategy. The next 25 people who call will get that and everything else I mentioned right now.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospital. hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy.